Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Men's Room Original Red Fest is on, bitches. 2016. We got a date. We got a location. We got a party ready to happen. We want you to join us for a little outdoor drinking. It's going down on a sunny Sunday. That would be June 25th at Allegiant Brewery off Airport Way in Georgetown. You'll be the first to taste Men's Room Gold. Bam! We will tap that at the party. Not tap only that, but we'll have a celebration of Men's Room Original Red. And those tickets are going on sale this Friday, by the way, at 10 a.m. Live music. We've got three great bands. Superfecta, Stone Evergreen Travelers, Rest Repose will be there. Not only that, we've got Barbecue, man. Roland Smokehouse Barbecue will be there with Uli's for a cooking demonstration on Men's Room Original Sausage. And, of course, a portion of the net proceeds benefit the Fisher House. We'll listen to live music all day. We'll hang out in the sun. We'll do some outdoor drinking.
We'll
taste some of the best beer in the area. It is Men's Room Original Red Fest 2016, and those tickets going on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at KISW.com. And all the details for that are there as well. Our question today, as a new statistic show, the amount of times that an average person poops, in what way are you above, below, or just plain average? We'll take a break and back with more of your calls right after these.
Now back to the Men's Room. Here's the question, brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino, 99.9 KISW.
Still to come profile this. We've got tickets to Slipknot and Marilyn Manson coming up. We'll do that at 5:08 right after the shot of the day. Profile this is on, bitches. All right, today's question, in what way are you above, below, or just plain average? I have been getting inundated with calls. My kids go to two different schools. This is the testing portion of the year. And it's standardized testing. It's Washington State.
Got their number twos?
It's all that kind of stuff. And I'm not sure how they do that anymore. But it's a big deal. Like, you got to study for this. You got to do this. This was the time of the year for me.
Did they go through all this when we were kids? I remember the standardized testing thing, but I don't remember them like contacting my parents. It was
called finals or whatever it was. It was just understood.
And we went through it. Standardized testing?
No, we understand. I'm saying everyone does that. But and maybe my parents just never told me. I don't know. But it seemed like the schools felt less of a need to tell parents every single thing that's going on. Because I'm like, right, the standardized tests happen at the same time every year in every grade, and then they call you to tell you what you're... It's like someone calling you to say, did you know that it's May? Like, yes, we know.
In some subjects I was okay at, some I was terrible at. You know, I can never do math. I absolutely am horrible at math. It's the one thing that I know for a fact, I am so below average on math, it sometimes embarrasses me, along with spelling. I'm not very good at spelling as well.
I think you're probably dead average on both of those.
Could be. But I mean, I always feel like that.
Just the experience I have with other people. I'm saying, like, even if you're bad at math,
other people in this room,
you're probably average at math.
But even like with God,
I don't know any other way to put it. Like, America is notoriously horrible at math comparatively. So I think even if you're bad at math, you're probably about as average at math as anybody else.
Did you guys have to do the president's physical challenge test?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there were
I
certain
want to get
things.
My patch.
I could do sit-ups. There was no problem doing sit-ups.
You ever fart when you're doing sit-ups and it ruins it?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, because you're trying to do as fast as you can.
Well,
you had
as
many sit-ups as you can get in a minute, I think.
A buddy would hold your legs, and you're doing the sit-ups. And it happened to all of us, and you didn't know when it was going to happen. But you get like 10 down, and you're flying as a kid, man. I mean, you're crushing sit-ups. And then one fart comes out, you know, just a little boop, and it was over. It was over because you couldn't stop laughing. The guy holding your legs is upset because you just blew it at him. You can't stop laughing. So by the time you're done, you had, a minute to do in 30 seconds? I come up like, how did you only do 17? And you had to tell your gym teacher, like, man, I farted, and then I couldn't stop laughing. And then when you're laughing, it's very hard to do sit-ups. So I was on pace to do like 50 of these bad boys, but I got caught up at 17. But my stomach's killing me.
The average person, you know, depending on what you can do, sit-ups are the easiest thing for me to do. Everything else, based on speed, I'm not fast. I'm the slowest human being on the planet. And that was one thing that just sucked as a kid or anything else, especially when you're playing games and everything. Like, I was
Especially then.
I was definitely the slowest person out there, and that sucked, and I knew it. I just had to do whatever I did, but I still enjoyed playing, you know, whatever it
was. What'd you run a 40 in?
Oh, like maybe a 5.2.
Yeah, I ran mine in 6.9, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
were you running?
I couldn't even do a
pull-up. As fast as I could.
I couldn't do a pull-up.
That was the second time.
I couldn't do one pull-up. There's one
what?
One dude named Jimmy Rogers, man, just scrawny, lanky, you know what I mean? One of those kids who was strong. He'd just get on that bar and go, doom, 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 whip out like 20, 15, whatever it was.
In elementary school, it was always like the smallest, skinniest, weakest kid that could do the most of those.
Yeah,
the most
but there's one
thing. And sit-ups, too. This kid, I mean, in my school, he crushed it. But he was, I mean, he couldn't. He was probably probably weaker than half the girls there, but he was just so light. He could just sit-ups, pull-ups, anything.
When I was in eighth grade, we got a gym teacher named Mr. Gallup, all right? And this dude, this is the first Jerry Curl I'd ever seen and only the second black person I'd ever seen in Rochester, New York. And this, we did not know this, but on the first day of gym class, you had to do however many. Basically, you went up to the pull-up bar, and you did as many pull-ups as you can. And we had a kid named Kevin Schwartz. He was the heavy kid. Couldn't do one, right? Just couldn't do it. Everyone was trying to encourage him. Didn't happen. I can't remember the kid's name. It was kind of the show-off. But like you're saying, tall, lanky kid, man, and he just blows through pull-ups, right? Teacher's impressed. He writes down everyone's numbers. No big deal. We don't give it another thought. And this was back in the day, and I don't know if it's still the case in gyms, but there were jump ropes, and there were the jump ropes. They were blue and yellow and had like the
like the beads
thing
on them, right?
Okay, so those are the jump ropes we have. So on the final day of gym class now, it's what, 9 months later, whatever the hell, we now have to go back to the pull-up bar, and we're starting to piece together. Mr. Gallup wants to make sure that everyone has picked up some kind of strength or conditioning for the 9 months that he's tolerated our existence. So if you could not meet the number that you did on day one, the back of your thighs got hit with this jump rope, man.
Damn.
Oh, dude, and he wasn't joking around, man. And he was laughing about it like it was hilarious to him. So most of us got like one more done. You just didn't want to get hit. And when he said he was going to whip the back of your legs, we didn't believe you. And I don't want to say the name of the first kid who went up. First kid goes up. Maybe he did 7 on day one, but I think he did 6 this time. He drops off the bar. Dude, Mr. Gallo comes up behind him, takes his jump rope that he's folded over. Whip, man. Hits this kid in the back. I mean, drops him. Leaves welts, you know. But that's just how it was back then. We're all like, oh, no. So then what he did, now that we understand what's going on, because he didn't tell us that to begin. So this first kid went up, did his 6. Mr. Gallup goes, you know, on day one, you did 7. Kid goes, so now we're like, oh, man. So he calls your name, man. And when he called your name, he yelled out the number. And you've never seen such determination in people. But there's two people I remember most. The kid who was showing off on day one, he got his legs torn up. Because while he showed off on day one and did like 17, he did maybe 15, which was still impressive at the end of it.
But he didn't match it.
He didn't match it, and he didn't beat it. Mr. Gallup took his, I want to say about 8 kids went down in flames. I managed to do one more. But Kevin Schwartz, this was a dude, like I said, he couldn't do the one on day one. And in my mind, this process took like an hour and a half. Obviously, it didn't, but my man finally managed to crank one out. And he was the last kid that Mr. Gallup put up. So you understand like the mind F that he's putting on everyone. So Kevin's the last one to go. He's the only kid who couldn't have done one on day one. We knew that. Everyone knew it. Kevin's already red, you know. He's a kid. He doesn't want to go through this, but you're going to go through it. You know, man up, son. Here you go. Dude jumps up on the bar, and all of us, because we, like the kids who got their legs whipped, they were all kind of sitting together, kind of commiserating, and all red eyes, sniffling, you know. They're young boys. They don't want to cry. You know, they're tough. We're like, bitch, your legs hurt, man. It's a goddamn jump rope, but like I said, to me, it took an hour and a half of Kevin, man, and everyone's cheering for this dude. Like, come on, man, just get to one. I mean, his chin just crossed that top bar. Mr. Gallup's like, good enough. We broke out in the biggest cheers. We were so happy for this dude. We're like, you can't whip Kevin, man. You know what I mean? We understand his center of gravity is different than ours. I mean, he's fighting a much different battle than the rest of us. Telling him to pick up his body weight is different than the rest of us. We understand that. But Kevin managed to eke one out. Did not get whipped. That's the final thing. But all of the cool kids and all the tough kids, which are the kids that were showing off, they were neither cool nor tough at the end of that gym class.
No.
Yeah, I always struggled with that.
That would never be
allowed.
I was
a short, fat kid.
But wait, I'm telling you, that teacher comes up and says, and you know he's going to whip the back of your leg. Ted, you'd have cranked out 2 if you had done one. You'd have cranked out 3. Because like I said, Kevin got to watch. Everyone who was going to get whipped, man, they got whipped. And it was just like, holy. You know, so he told you your number. I'm like, just do one more. But your motivation, it was unreal.
I think the game that I was above average at as a kid, especially for being the fat kid, was dodgeball. I'm not
fast.
I would have
targeted you instantly.
Yeah, but I'm sneakily quick. Like, that's what helped me in sports. Again, not fast over a long distance.
He has a quick burst.
Right. Quick burst. Like, I was good. Like, I could field ground balls because if you took a quick hop, it didn't bother me or nothing. And I could dodge balls. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. That was my best game. Like, all right, we're playing dodgeball. Now I'm back into it.
Right. We have
did they let you play dodgeball in gym?
What's that?
Did you get to do it in gym?
Yeah, are we the last generation that got to play dodgeball?
We played in recess, we played in gym.
Everybody, you can't even play tag now. Mike, did you get to play dodgeball?
I played a little bit of dodgeball, not a whole lot, but...
Well, wait, on purpose? Was this organized or were people targeting you because you sat in front of the bus while reading your book?
I wasn't going to bring up that part, Thrill.
No, I was.
It's dodgeball with spitballs.
Did you play the dodgeball where you could catch it, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You catch the other guy.
Yeah, that was another strong suit of mine.
We'd always have where you hold one ball, right? Like, you're not ready to throw yet. You hold it. Somebody throws it at you, you can bounce it. You can use the ball you're holding as a shield. But then if somebody still catches it off the bounce, that guy was still out.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to try to get underneath and pop it up in the air.
Then we have a study here,
by the way, guys. We should play dodgeball.
At least tag.
You got to find a dodgeball. You got to find one of those rubber balls. Yeah, like, that would be the hardest thing, I think, to do.
Actually, I'm looking at Miles. I've seen you throw a football. I don't want Miles throwing that ball.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about that. You're quick.
It's probably the only thing I can do. I got a decent arm. I'm slow. I can't do anything else. Can't do any pull-up.
Mike, we can't play dodgeball with your stress ball. That'll hurt.
We can use a stress ball. I can get a good grip with this thing, man.
Just a bag of sand.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not even sand. It's just squishy.
According to a new study out of England, this has to do with relationships, but it's based on averages. A man spends an average of over $40,000 on a woman from the time he meets her until they get married.
Is that all?
But that doesn't include the wedding. That just means that you spend $40,000 on somebody before you get married.
On sex, right.
The study found it takes about 3 years and 10 months from a first meeting until a wedding. And during that time, the guy is just spending and spending and spending. Every month, the average man in a relationship spends $338 on dinners and nights out and $155 on other meals. Every year, he also spends $861 on flowers, chocolates, and other gifts. Oof. And $1,250 on vacations. Study also found that more than 50% of married men say they spend less on their women now that they're married. And 18% wish that they'd proposed earlier so they could start saving money and not spend as much there. Now, speaking of that, because you said it was all for sex, do you guys think that you are above or below average in the number of sexual partners that you've had in your lifetime?
I assume I'm just dead average.
You think dead average?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it includes myself.
Oh, yeah. That would help. I got to be below.
Below? Yeah. 10? Above or below?
Oh, I don't know what average is.
Oh, you want to take the test?
But you just have to guess. Just guess.
I have a test if you want to take it.
Then at this point...
You're 35 years old, right?
Yeah.
How many partners
do
you think
you've
had?
Average.
Who,
I don't know that he's average. Yeah. Because if you're average, I was going to say above average.
What was your... What's a round number? What do you think here? What do you think the number of partners... And it says since the age of 18. How many partners have you had?
I like how they say that. I'm like, for me, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you don't want to start counting earlier?
Uh-huh.
Good.
How drastically is that going to change the outcome?
How many sexual partners have you had, would you guess? Ballpark figure.
Not including me, because we just got drunk.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, I have an idea. I don't know that I want to say anything.
Okay.
I'll write it down. Just write it down. Well, I'll tell you what, Ted.
Yeah, you write it down. I'll tell you if you're above or below
average. And that's, we'll just do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Protect the innocent.
Oh, that's a big number, man. Okay.
That's what you think?
Well, compared to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold that up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you've done the deed with... Do you want to know the answer to this?
Sure. Wait. This many.
Yeah. Well, based on that,
that's including a couple trips to the buddy.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah, but we're not saying.
We just said the average man spends $40,000.
I don't know what you think of me.
No. I'm saying I think we're both above.
I mean, I'm 12 years older than you. We're already tracking about the same number, man.
Well, I got a late start, but I've made up for time in the last like five.
According to this,
you're
years.
The tortoise. The I hare am. Took a nap.
Right.
Fear the turtle.
Oh, there comes that quick turtle.
You've done the deed with more people than 85% of your peers, according to the survey. A lot of that probably would account for the fact that you've been single, too.
Yeah.
And the people that are your age are married or getting divorced or whatever the
laid.
Deal is. But well, it just means a number, number.
I know what you're saying, but I know a lot of single dudes are like, yeah, I'm not having sex.
All right,
but if you're married, that number shouldn't be going up.
And I've been married for a long time.
I'm not saying it doesn't, right. But that should kind of stay the same after you get married, right?
I'm going to go. I'm 46, and I'm going to say I've had 25 partners. And they were all
that
early.
You're gonna
and they were all, they were all early. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not backloaded like Ted is. I'm front loaded. See, I'm below you. I'm only 79%.
Miles is the rabbit.
Mm-hmm. You want to throw me your number over there?
Same as Ted.
Oh, same as Ted. Okay,
yeah, let me God plug this damn, in. Damn, buddy.
All right, here we go. So you are a man.
That is correct.
And you are 47 years old.
That is correct.
And we're going to say that you like what you wrote down there, 75.
75 different women, yeah. Well, 74 different women. One was the Siamese twin. Right. I don't know how that counts.
81% of your
81%?
Peers. 81% of your peers.
What website are you on there, Miles? People are freaking out.
I'm on Slate.com.
What? Why?
But here's the other one. Okay.
Well, everyone wants to know where they stand on average.
Okay, but that's an average. All right.
I just put a preface in there that my proclivity. Uh-huh. I think has increased the longer I've worked on a radio station. Right.
Well, all right.
I'm wrong with that.
Is that a perk of the job, then? That's fine with me.
For you?
Yeah, for you.
Well,
it
I've been the single one.
It's not a perk of the job for Mike Hawk or Ben or myself.
Yeah. Mike has to travel.
Yeah, right. But I mean,
has it been a perk of the job for you?
Yes.
A little bit, yeah.
You know it has.
Really?
Do you know how excited Mike and I are for Red Fest? We are pumped.
What's going on at Red Fest?
Nothing we know about.
I miss all this.
We have this.
Can we put it in the liner so I can sell more tickets?
Maybe.
Okay, so. All right, but here's
maybe. Here's God, he just got cooler all of a sudden.
Here's the sex degrees of separation calculator. Now, this is completely different. This is finding out how many sexual partners you've been exposed to indirectly.
Oh, damn.
First.
Oh, wow.
I don't want. No.
All right, so first.
Yeah, you do.
First, you have to enter how many people that you've slept with in each age group. So. All of us have mostly slept with women in here, correctly?
No, that's correct.
No,
correct.
On the
mostly,
side.
Mostly.
Okay. How many people have women. You slept with in each age group? Ooh,
oh,
boy.
Man.
This is going to be tough. Okay, but I can do this. I can do this. This is probably.
I would say 90% of mine are here.
I've got. No. Within the age group.
Yeah, 95%.
See, that's where me and you are different again, too, Miles. Because, like, 16 to 19 is the first age group.
Yeah.
So I only have one in there. That was 19. Because I never had sex in high school until I was like 25.
Okay. I have, I got this. All right, so. So there's my numbers. So between 16 and 19, I probably had, oh God, I'm going to say 15 different partners.
Okay.
All right. So from 20 to 24, maybe 10.
Well, you are a kid. You got it done early.
From 25 to 34, one.
Or you're becoming a dirty
from
old man.
From 35 to 44, one. All right. So I'm calculating, and that means. That the indirect number of sexual partners that I have been with, 5,719,361.
Hold on. I'm terrible.
5,719,361. All right, go ahead. You're gonna backload this thing, are you? Now, does that mean that means how many people you've actually indirectly been exposed to?
Yeah, it'll be
based on the number of people.
Oh, crap.
Okay, so you slept with men.
Yeah, she's in the wrong fucking place. Wait a minute,
Christ,
man.
Wait, was that really a mistake, though?
No, I don't think it was.
Freudian slip.
Right. Ooh. Okay, so early on, you were not hooking it up. And then in your 20s, you went on a tear.
Yeah.
And then in your mid-20s, you got really hot. Yeah, you got real hot.
Hold on.
Yeah. And then everything went downhill from there.
Well, you know, sometimes you got different age groups.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say like mid-20s is my wheelhouse, but it's not like I'm in my mid-20s. This is tough, man.
This is tough.
This is weird.
Can you remember all that? Have you ever run into somebody before that you forgot you had sex with?
Yes.
No. Yes, it is the weirdest thing ever.
I was with you that time.
I know. That was crazy. How do we know each other?
Oh!
Come back down and click all the way down.
Yeah.
And it's going to say that you were directly in 7,831,000.
It's like everyone in New York City. 398. It's like I've had sex with every single person in New York City. What's up, Mike Hawk?
Okay.
Are you telling me? All right.
In what way are you above, below, or just plain average?
Hello, Chad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Chad.
Yeah. Hey.
Hola. Turn your radio down, Chad.
I just did.
Gotcha. Right.
Hey, so my question is, what's the most amount in the shortest amount of time? I went from 0 to 7 in 14 days.
0 to 7 different partners in 14 days?
Yep.
That's an above average run.
Yes, that's an above average run. How did this happen? Were you on a 2-week vacation? What exactly was the scenario?
I was on a 2-week stint being a page for the House of Representatives, and most of the women there are senators, judges, and important people's daughters who like to rebel.
What were you working in D.C.?
I was working for the House of Representatives. A 2-week stint. I was only 15. And
you were 15 years old?
Yeah.
Do you think that most of these judges and senators and all, I think we know this, but do you think they know the kind of whores they're raising and everything? Like, I've always just had a belief system about that kind of
thing. A couple of them were kind of whorey, but most of them were just, hey, it's time, let's do it.
Yeah, but man, I'm telling you what, you went to the Super Bowl before you even played, like, preseason. You know what I mean? So, like, your life just had to go completely downhill from there, right? I mean,
my first at bat or my first game. So yeah.
Why aren't you working
Like, why would you quit?
As a congressional aide, the first thing I would do, if I'm 15 and I have sex with seven different women in 14 days, because, like I said, I'm fishing in a fish pond, the first thing I would do, as soon my grades would have gone through the roof, I would tell my parents I'm getting into political science. I would not tell them why. And I'd have gotten a gig in D.C., man. I mean, there's no question in my mind that is how things would have shaken out.
No, once you get that, you're not focusing on school, dude.
Okay, what was the oldest person you slept with then?
Oldest age gap? I was 20 and she was 48. And she asked me to go get beer and I told her I couldn't. And then she kind of freaked out.
Was she work? Were you working? Was this just part of the environment of working in that environment with these people? I mean, obviously we know about Chandra Levy. We know about Monica Lewinsky. I mean, but you know, I guess the guys, it holds true as well?
No, I've dabbled in the company before and married two of them, but...
You've married two of them?
Yes.
You weren't dabbling in the ink, man. You were rolling around in it.
You married two girls.
I got a body tattoo of it.
Right? You married two girls from work. I mean, I guess I've done it.
So you did performance art, man. That's
so. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
How old am I? I'm 47.
You're 47. Okay. And let's see here. All right. I'm going to try this test on you just to see where you stack up. You're 47 years old. How many sexual partners would you say you've had in your lifetime?
Ooh.
Including yourself. Well, no, this is from ages 18 on, or is this
18
one?
On,
okay, 18 on.
I'm 40?
40. Okay.
Maybe. A little higher, maybe. We'll go with 40.
All right, I'm getting your test score here. Oh, you're going to love this. You got an 88, which is basically a B+. You've done the deed with more people than 80% of your peers. So there you go. That's a hell of a streak, man.
14 days.
And was that the first time you'd ever had sex before?
Yeah, I went from 0 to 7.
0 to 7. That fast.
Yep.
It goes from 0 to yep. 7 in 2 weeks.
Was it 7 different times or 7 different people?
7 different people.
How many times? Did you have sex with any of them more than once?
Yeah, a couple of them more than once.
Okay. Yeah.
You're generally there for 2 weeks, and some people are there 1 week with you, and then a group's gone, and another week comes back. So every
how many days? How many days?
Increment, so.
How many days did you not have sex in your 14 days? Maybe like day one, and then it seems like it was game on.
Probably 5.
Okay. And when they asked you to come back next year, why didn't you?
I did. I went to the...
you went back. Though, okay, I was going to say, if you really have a good time
I
at camp...
I left the
you
house, and I went to the Senate, so...
Was it the same scenario?
Not quite as fruitful, but I definitely...
But how fruitful? So it's another...
Three in the 2 weeks I was there.
Right. And are these people's, like, senators' wives and, like you said, judges? I
no,
mean,
these are all kids. These are all kids.
No, but I mean, as far as
to
the people you're...
You have to be sponsored, and, yeah, you can't be more than 17. But most of the peer group is 14, 15, 16.
But aren't you saying that you're still hooking up with older people as well?
No, I don't hook up with older people anymore.
Okay, all right.
I'm 47. I try and go younger.
Yeah, you wouldn't find a nice 70-year-old woman attractive?
I wouldn't say she wouldn't be attractive, but
it depends who it is.
Being attractive,
man,
aren't always more than the same.
I would want to move to D.C. and have a permanent job if that was a scenario. If I'm that age and that's what I'm experiencing when I go out of town for 2 weeks.
Yeah, of course. Like, politics is fantastic.
That's insane. Well, I mean...
But he was 15. And that wasn't it realistic. Like, he couldn't just be like, you know what, I'm moving for pee.
No, I know, but still. But at 15, you don't know that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm saying that would have been my pursuit, and if I found out different, then I'd have been upset that was my pursuit. But, Ted, I'm going to tell you, you can take kids to an orientation. You can take them on a field trip, take them to a museum. You're hoping to inspire something in them to want to pursue this. That would have inspired me to pursue politics.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's for the wrong reason, but who knows?
And as soon as they sent me back, I would try to save up my money so I could take a Greyhound bus 3,000 miles to go back for
right
a weekend
back
and then
DC.
Come back. You know,
you just can't keep me away.
Yeah. That's right. I'm on my way.
But also, he was hanging out with the politicians' kids and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I grew up there, you know, I lived in PG County. Like, those people lived in that area, but it wasn't like we ever
talked to
them.
You
weren't going to
talk to
them. No. It wasn't until I had a buddy that transferred from Sidwell Friends, where the president's kids go to school. And then it was like his dad worked on the Hill and stuff. But that was when I kind of...
The closest you got.
Yeah.
To the rich and famous.
By the way, Miles, I took that sex calculator and put it up on KSW's Facebook page.
Okay.
If you're trying to find it, it's on KSW's Facebook page
right
now.
Did you put your score up there?
Not my score, just the length of the length of the thing.
Sorry, I thought you were like, I took it, put my results on the cast.
You check
Facebook.
It out now.
Now you know. Like,
bold, Ben. Bold.
If you're doing this with your significant other, try to remember how many sexual partners you told them you've been with.
In what way?
Don't do it with them, man. It's going to end in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
In what way would you say that you are
how
above,
many?
Below, or just plain average? We will take a quick break and back with more of your calls right after these.
The Men's Room returns. Here's the question. Brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. 99.9 KISW.
All right, still to come on the program, the return of Ask the Men's Room. Also, who sucks less? And profile this as your tickets to Slipknot and Marilyn Manson. Our question today, in what way are you above, below, or just plain average? As new statistics show, the amount of times the average person poops, and it's based on gender and whether you're black, white, or Hispanic.
That's correct. And apparently, you know, and I don't know how you get the metric for averages, but there's an average everything. How long does it take the average person, they say, to fall asleep? I got to think I take longer than this.
23 minutes.
23.
An hour.
Average person? I don't know.
Average person.
7 minutes.
Ben just knows.
That's it?
They said the average person falls asleep in 7 minutes. Man. I rarely do. I mean, I have to be, like, stupid tired for that to happen. Yeah. But generally, I'm rolling around for, like, 20 minutes before
I'm
out.
I'm with you. I got, like, kind of, I don't know if it's the worst insomnia. I'm sure somebody has it worse. But, yeah, I just lay in bed forever.
I
all
do
right,
too.
I'm tired. Let's go to sleep.
I think it's a common problem all of us have. Yeah, I mean, given what we do for a living and stuff, I think our brains are just running constantly.
I guarantee
but
you.
But never anything important.
I guarantee you drink more beer on average than most people.
I am absolutely certain of that. Mm-hmm. Average person, how many times a day does the average person laugh? I will say there's some people we work with in this building where I believe they laugh maybe once a year.
Just listeners to our show or just?
Just the average person.
So that's going to
so not listeners.
Depends on who's around, right?
I think I'm above average on that. I laugh to myself all the time.
10 times a day.
Okay.
Like 10 times a day. Some scary stuff. The average person will consume 100 tons of food and 12,000 gallons of water in their lifetime.
I don't drink enough water. I can tell you that right now. Ted, you drink plenty of water. I think you drink more water than the average. I drink less water than the average. Ben, you don't really drink water, do you?
Yeah,
you just
I do.
Drink beer.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Bottle right here.
Okay.
You drink
a
lot of water.
I try to stay with
that's one
water
problem
water.
I have.
My bottle's 40 ounces.
How many of those do you drink a day?
I try to get at work. I try to get in three.
So, like, the goal is to finish three.
Yeah, okay. And then when I'm home, I try to drink. Like, I have a soda stream, so I try to put down at least a
little. Enjoy your blood bubbles.
I know.
Sorry.
At least a couple liters of blood bubbles.
This is sad, but this is honestly how I do it.
How did your soda stream get ruined again? What did I miss about the blood
bubbles?
Because
I tweeted out that I liked it, and I guess they're a Jewish company.
Yeah, some Israeli.
They're Israeli.
So then
with
Palestinian
Hamas,
people started, they just like, you know, you're drinking blood bubbles.
The average person...
So can't even
have a delicious soda water.
Right.
Extreme. God. Like the man just wants to enjoy some homemade soda, and he goes like,
blood bubbles.
On, man, back off the dude. You know what I mean? He's not supporting Israel. He just wants a goddamn soda. What the hell's wrong with people?
I didn't even know who owned the company.
You know what's sad? Like, I gauge my water use, and this is really dumb, and maybe this isn't the way to do it. And Miles, I know you don't drink a ton of water. I drink a certain amount. But basically, if my pee don't stink, I feel like I'm drinking the right
amount.
You're
doing okay.
Like, if I can smell my pee, I'm like, I need water.
See, for me, it's color.
Really?
Once it starts getting kind of yellowish.
I feel like the stink and the color, they kind of go together.
If it's brown, you need to drink some water.
Yeah, the stink for sure.
I'm just like, I need water. But that's how I do it. So I just keep drinking water.
If it looks like a dirty stream going into a clean river when you're peeing, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You gotta drink something.
And the average person, now this is not pooping, but how many times a day do you go to the toilet? Average person.
Men
and women
six.
Pee and poop. Damn. Yeah. Six. Yeah.
Is it six? Right. I was going to say six.
Six times a day.
A couple times in the morning, once or twice during the day, maybe a couple times
instantly
a night.
In the morning. And here's the question, just for you guys. And Miles and I were talking about this a couple minutes ago. So, you know, you can fart. Everybody farts. But sometimes you fart. And when you fart, just based on smell alone, you know it's time for you to poop, right? I believe it's time for me to poop. Mm-hmm.
See, I used to think you farted more than the average person.
I did at a period, but I've changed some things that I've eaten so that we could minimize how much damage.
Why was it? What did someone have like a sit down with you? I mean, did you have like
an intervention
of your ass?
Oh no, it's not that at all. Uh-huh. Listen, farting around kids is one of the funniest things you can ever experience in your life. Just know that.
No. I just thought maybe your diet changed because you had kids. So you're keeping more of food in the house.
Yes, it's changed to chicken nuggets and Cheerios, Ted. But otherwise,
that sounds delicious.
It's not so bad. But
what about a Cheerio encrusted piece of chicken?
I would not be above that. If you grind up the Cheerios, it wouldn't be as bad as you think.
Frosted Flakes. A lot of people use corn flakes. They grind.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that would work.
Do your farts smell worse in the morning? So Miles and I were saying, you know, like,
mine do.
You wake up, right, and the first fart that you let out, for whatever reason, is like the worst one you're going to do all day. So does what happens to your mouth happen to your butt? Do you get, like, morning ass?
You just collect
it. You know what I mean?
Like,
when you wake up in the morning, your breath is bad, hopefully, as it's going to be at any point in the day. For whatever reason, when you fart, that early morning fart, it kind of measures up with your breath. Like, this is the worst fart.
It's been marinating the longest.
But,
that's right?
But you still fart in your sleep.
But you're right. Exactly. But it has to work its way up because you're not moving, though. Like, you're not moving your body around, and there's not like that motion to kind of help things move along. So it has to really come along at its own pace.
Just sitting there.
So it is morning ass, basically. Okay.
I think so.
That's the best fart of the day, too, man.
It's the most relieving.
Oh, God.
They last the longest. And for me, it's always like this low pitch kind of like.
It's one that makes me get up and go, I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's the next order.
And on a cold winter morning, too, just kind of heats up the blankets for you.
In what way are you, above, below, or just plain average?
You ever had one of those farts? You farted under the blanket. You keep it under the blanket because it is cold, so you don't feel like getting up yet. Maybe 20 minutes passes. You're finally going to get up, start your day, and the fart is just as thick. 20 minutes later.
I don't know about 20 minutes, man.
Oh, man, I've had some that are hanging. They're like a pet. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
Awesome. I am above average in how much I go to the bathroom, how much I poop.
How much you poop?
Yeah.
How many times a day do you poop?
About three.
Really? Three times a day?
Do you take fiber?
No, I don't take any supplements or I don't take anything. And 3 hours later, I have to go to the bathroom.
What kind of diet do you have? Or is this all metabolic? Because that's 21 times a week that you mm-hmm. poop it.
Yeah, it drives my wife crazy. I'm always in the bathroom.
And how much toilet paper does she bitch to you about how many times she has to buy a toilet? Because, you know, women use toilet paper more than guys for the obvious reason, but it has to drive her crazy because if you're pooping three times a day, basically you're using as much toilet paper as her.
Yeah, and is it just a habit?
No, it's not a habit. It's I'm actually in construction, so I'm driving around all day. Usually do it then, like in honey buckets and stuff.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I use their toilet paper, not mine.
How much do you eat?
Quite a bit. I mean, I'm not big. I'm actually really small. I'm like 5'9", 145 pounds.
So you're basically a human trash compactor. You can eat whatever in the hell you want. Your body metabolizes it. You just poop constantly because your body's moving so fast. So
my metabolism is crazy.
That's basically what it is right there, man. You're above average in your metabolism. And because your metabolism is working like it is, which everybody envies, everyone would like that. I think Ben's got one of those metabolisms that just runs pretty fast all the time.
People hate me for it.
And mine just crawls. And that's even what my doctor says. He's like, man, your metabolism just crawls. Like, thanks for that.
That's lazy.
What else you got?
You got a lazy metabolism.
And you even exercise more than me.
I know.
Like, this guy works construction, right? He's out and about. I'm like, I used to do that. I used to work out a lot, and it was even more. I'd eat like crazy.
Yeah, sure.
Now it's like I stand around here talking for a living, so I don't do a whole lot of.
Well, that's like my buddy Bernie. You saw him. He put on weight because he was so used to going out and actually like mowing the lawns, and now that he's the boss of his own company, landscaping, he still like hammers down food like he's outside working, but he's not.
Yeah, he put on some
Is he still is he still getting a little is he still pretty big?
You know what? He is. He won't hear this, and I love it. When his wife says to me like he's gained weight over the years since I've left and I've lost weight, you know, I mean I still have a ways to go, but she always says like
he doesn't.
Yeah, like I think he picked up all the weight you lost.
Mm-hmm. You left it behind.
Yeah.
He was here, what was it, like a year ago, year and a half ago, whatever. Yeah. His buddy Bernie flies into town, they show up at the station. And I guess it's just how guys are. And, I mean, as soon as I see him, the thing I noticed most was how much weight he'd put on. I mean, it was substantial, right?
Yeah.
So, and Ted, I think you'd even warn me, like, his wife's saying he's put on weight. So, whatever, you know. And everyone puts on some weight, but, like, he put on some weight, man. And what in my mind is a reasonably short amount of time, in the first words out of my mouth, I'm like, God damn, buddy, how much weight you put on? And I realized, like, maybe that's not the best opening salvo, but... We're guys. We can deal with it. And he's like, I know, man. I know.
But I mean,
the problem is not say it.
And his whole family's the same size. I mean, he's a big, strong dude, too. You know, but like he just reached an age and then boom, it happened.
Right, it just stops.
He's got a younger brother. It hasn't happened to him yet, but it seems like everybody in his family reaches a certain age.
And then it just, it happens?
Yeah, like, as I get older and try to work out more and stuff, it's the same thing. I have some cousins that have put it, and it's like, eventually somehow all the Smith men kind of get to the same short, stocky baldness.
But are you healthy? Like, when you go to the doctor's office, and that's another test, you know, because all the things that they do, they basically say,
it's an average, right?
It's an average. And last time I went and got a physical, man, they gave me 2 pages of all the different things that they ran on me and where I fell into this window. Like, normal is this and this. Normal is this and this. And for like 20 of them, I was okay. And for 2 of them, it was just horrible. And one of the tests was a high glycemic level, which probably is why my body stores fat and I can't burn anything. So I'm not supposed to still eat rice, bread, all the things that I love. I can't eat any of that. Potatoes. And I mean,
all the starchy carbs and all that.
All those things. I'm supposed to eliminate from my body. And my blood pressure is great. Like, there's so many things that are fine that I'm not dying. But that is the one thing.
But
like,
it's almost annoying. It's not like you're hypoglycemic, but your blood pressure is great. Like,
But everything else is dead average, except for my blood pressure's down. So I don't have bad blood pressure. My cholesterol level is fine, which is amazing because I don't eat great. But one thing that I'm complete, and like, they'll send me notices like, hey, man, you ain't in potato chips, are you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, don't forget, man. Don't forget. You know what I mean? What you're doing.
Just a reminder.
Yeah, exactly.
Tim's is good. Tim will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to remind you. Tim is your personal hitman.
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
But it's always kind
of... Those are delicious chips, though.
They're effing delicious, man.
It is a relief when you get that stuff back in your legs. All right, maybe I'm not going to die that way.
See, that's the one time people want to be average. You know, everyone, don't be average. Strive to be great. When it comes to your health, you're like, you know what, man, average will do. Mm-hmm. I don't need to have good anything. If I'm the average, I'm A-okay with that.
Yeah, I went to the doctor recently, and they did the blood test. Just the nurse comes in and, you know, fill out the form, and she puts the thing on my arm, and she goes, read the number. It just tells you the number now. You don't have to count or anything. She goes, tell me the number, and I read it off, and she goes, all right. She writes it down and then leaves the room, and I'm like, that seemed like a weird number. Like, is that what blood pressure is? And I look at my phone real quick, and I'm like, I'm right on the healthy side of just about to be on the wrong end of the healthy. Right. Like, so I'm still in the healthy spot in that square there, but I'm like, I guess I should not go higher than that then.
It's kind of like the I'm not touching you.
Right, I'm close.
About where your level is.
Ben and I had basically the same surgery. And I don't think we had the same doctor, but we had close to the same procedure.
This is the sinus?
This is the sinusitis. Yeah. They basically drill up into your nose, and then they put a stent in there. I had a deviated septum.
Septum and a turbinate reduction, right?
So, they slap 2 braces on each side, and they try to straighten the thing out if it's curved, and then you can breathe out one side of your nostril. Now, the woman doctor who did my surgery, as she was explaining everything to me, she was being very delicate about a certain number of things. So she was like, okay, well, the goal is we're going to go in there, we're going to straighten this out. And, you know, you have a lot of room in there. You have, you know, like there's a lot of passage potential here if we could just get
passage
in. And I'm like, are you saying I have a big nose? And she's like, you have an unusually large nose, but the problem with your nose is it doesn't work.
Right.
So
all this nose,
we're
going
to try to get your, you know what I mean? But she was always very, very careful in her wording of how, and I'm like,
you have a lot of room,
Doc, man. You know, I get it, man. It's okay. It's okay. I know I got a huge nose, and I know that it doesn't work. That's why I'm here. But
she was like,
it's amazed that this big plane can't fly around the world. You know, it has all this fuel that it can carry. And
like, you're at the nose doctor. It's okay.
Right, exactly. And she was just trying.
Like, well, that's a big nose. Like, all I do all day is operate on noses.
And she's like, I'll try to shave a little down on the inside so maybe you don't have that little bump. And I'm like, I don't care. Just make it so that I can
She's
breathe.
Like recommending plastic
right,
surgery
exactly.
for
like,
it.
You might want to do
I'm not saying that your face is unsightly, but I might just shave this down for you anyway.
If it rained, I might run under you. That's all I mean.
But I'm not saying it's
big. But it
was
so weird how she kind of danced around it for like the first 2 appointments. I'm like, dude, it's okay. Like, I know I have a huge nose. She's like, I just can't believe that it's that big and doesn't work. And I'm like, because she thought, like, eventually.
At least it was your nose.
Right, that it would be something that would, Our question today, in what way are you above, below, or just plain average? We've got your emails coming up from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. It's Miles and Thrill the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.